Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Ashwini.
Good morning, Jen.
So we began a new focus yesterday on giving. And so yesterday's assignment was to read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with the process focus for this month. Jot that down. Example, I want to bring into awareness those occasions when I'm not generous, when my first response to being asked to give of myself or my time is no. So let's bring on our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, this is Nancy, and I'm from Athens, Georgia, and this is my first time calling.
Thank you.
I really love this. This is my, I guess I started at the beginning of last month with participation, and then I learned so many things, saw so many things more clearly than I ever had, I feel like. And then this month, talking about giving is what was the write-up, the folks that we recorded, is kind of the story of my life. I mean, I feel like Mother Teresa is my hero, as Gandhi and Dr. King, and but yet I realize and I struggle with finding the balance of how to take care of myself. And I was explicitly taught that it was selfish to meet my own needs growing up. And last month when we had the exercise to look at what we had sacrificed, I thought, well, that not much, just all of my needs and wants.
Mm-hmm. yeah, so, not much according to self-hate, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm struggling with what to make my focus for this month because I, for the past many years, I feel like I have struggled with, I do love to give. I love to, I think it's my nature to be a giver and a helper. I love that. And I think I have gotten much better at figuring out how to also take care of myself. But I am... I can see that now, and just already starting on the exercise for tomorrow, the voice is, yes, I do want to be a good person. Is that why I'm giving? Yes, of course, I don't want to be selfish. And so I'm questioning my motives. But what I really want to learn is how to know when I'm giving from my true nature and when I am giving out of ego or from ego.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you just nailed your focus.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's all we're doing. It's an exploration, right? Awareness practice is a giant exploration of bringing anything that we want to look at. And it actually, you know, Nancy, it's very important that we start with something specific so that we can elucidate the process, but it can be anything. And it sounds like
Okay. You're
honing in on an element of something that you're not, it's not absolutely clear, but you have a sense of what it is. And for you it is, well, I want to explore when giving is coming from ego and giving is coming from true nature. What a brilliant exploration and focus for the month.
Okay, great. Okay, wonderful.
Right? Because then you can jot down the voices that says, okay, well, I mean, you can hear them in your head. Are you giving from true nature right now, or are you giving from ego right now? And there's certainly an aspect of the personality that says, well, I want to be the kind of person who gives selflessly, right? All of that's mm-hmm. already in conscious awareness. And so you'll see what you see. Because it's the seeing that's the important part of awareness practice. I'm sure you're catching on to that too.
Yes, okay. The seeing as opposed to doing it right all the time.
Exactly. And that's another clue. Wow, that's an interesting thing, right? So, okay, now, and that's a clue on to why that debate is going on, right? Do I give from true nature or do I give from ego? Because
yes.
If I'm giving from ego, there's something wrong with me.
Right, right.
Right? And if I don't know there's something wrong with me, there's so many nuances already.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, thank you. That's
okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. I'm so grateful. Thanks.
Take care.
Gotcha.
Thanks for joining us, Nancy. That's such a perfect start to the month, Ashwini, because the whole thing is the inquiry. That is the point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 We don't do anything else.
That's true, truly. Yeah, it makes it all exciting. All right, let's hear from our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Pasha.
Oh,
can you hear me
Pasha.
Now?
Yes.
Hi.
How,
I was double muted.
Mm.
So good to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you working with on giving?
I'm looking at all the ways I can give myself to life and rejoin life in life process.
Mm-hmm. All the ways that you can give yourself to life and rejoin the life process. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. As soon as I go into the I, I'm separate from life.
Mm.
And life is there holding the open arms for me to come back and rejoin in so many ways. And right now, I'm working with giving myself to practice in a new way of as I'm starting my visiting monk program at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few days of silent home retreat.
How wonderful. How wonderful. Yeah. So to actually look at how to give yourself to life and practice in a different way. Because when you're the I, there's that sense of separation. And so the exploration of that process, especially by doing the visiting monk program at home, since it's not possible to come to the monastery during this time.
Yes. And what I see is it feels like jumping off the cliff and losing myself, which is seems like a scary first for ego, but mm-hmm. it's a process. It's coming to that embrace of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's the opposite of scary. It's joyful, and it's participatory. I don't know if it's the right word. It's inviting, it's exciting process of giving everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
To because it's not even mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a process of it's a full circle, mm-hmm. Giving and receiving and being in that circular process.
Mm-hmm.
Included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to put words to it, right, Pasha? But
mm-hmm.
I think that Rumi
yeah.
quote in the write-up points to that. Lose yourself or drop so you can receive the ocean. And the process
mm.
is very, very scary
yeah.
for the ego, that's the identity that's being given up, within quotes, right? Or
yeah.
being let go of or being surrendered. But the process mm. itself is so joyful because if we are life, then coming back to life is really a very, very friendly and happy process. It's
yes.
just a shift in orientation.
Yes, I'm deeply grateful for Sangha and for this program and all of practice and invitations to participate and being included. I'm deeply grateful.
Thank you, Pasha. We keep saying that, right? How did we get so lucky?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Pasha. Ashwini, I also loved that image in the write-up of the drop in the ocean. And the other one that was I was remembering when Pasha was saying, I think he said something like, it's not even mine. Mm-hmm. And I loved that image in the write-up of, I forget how it was phrased, but giving is the recycling of all that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not mine to give. It's all constantly just moving through all of us.
Yeah, we're revolving doors, right?
Yeah.
Life's abundance.
I just love that image. So fun. All right. Oops, hang on one sec. All right, let's take our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Jodine in California.
Hey, Jodine.
Hi.
Focusing on this month.
Well, I totally forgot in this moment what I was going to say. Well, I'll just lead in with a small story that the timing is just impeccable of this because it was my husband's birthday a couple days ago, and I decided to get for him something that I have always wanted for myself. And I realized that I can do it for myself. It's this particular way of putting photographs together. Mm-hmm. So you kind of put them together in this kind of mosaic that you can put on the wall and change the positions if you want, and just have a lot of fun with your favorite photos. And as I'm then, taking in the new focus for this month, I just realized that, most people who know me would probably say I'm a very generous person. Mm-hmm. And I love to go on trips with people and do kind of events, like give somebody an experience. Instead of a gift. And somehow, what I'm looking at with this focus is somehow that seems to use up all this generosity and there's none left, coming back to me.
Mm-hmm. And how does that manifest, Jodine? What is your sense of that? That you have to, that you tend to give the gift to your husband of what you want because you don't feel given to in that way?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, this could be part of my exploration. Mm-hmm. That there's somebody, maybe it's not a somebody, that loves that thrill of kind of surprising somebody with something that's very heart given and heartfelt. Mm-hmm. And having that wonderful kind of magic about opening it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in this moment it came up that that in itself is is almost what I'm going for, and I don't need to do my own pictures. It's enough that I did his pictures and he was just overwhelmed with gratitude for it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a very rich place to explore, right? because there are so many nuances to it. And there was an insight for the, in the moment that's so precisely what we miss, that when I'm here and feeling all that excitement and the thrill that I project someone else is going to have in receiving what I've done, I'm actually so given to in the moment. That's what I receive out of the process, right? Without I being there. And that's interesting, right? So you don't have to become an I who gives to myself in order to have the experience, and perhaps you have a sense of what you're going for in being given to.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, I just kind of saw what happened yesterday in a different way.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw it in a different way.
Yeah.
The other thing that came up was knowing that it's kind of easier for me to give to other people and than myself, that I might, do a practice of giving myself a simple gift every day,
mm-hmm.
and watching, you know, the voices go crazy.
Uh-huh, yeah. And watching, and just simply watching, because that drops in as a place of exploration, right? Because at some point, right, Jordine, we kind of look at who's me and who's I and who's you and what are all these personal pronouns, and what does giving to you versus giving to me mean, right? That sounds like that all of the dimensions of the exploration for you.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jordine.
Thanks for joining us, Jodine, and let me mute Jodine. There she is. And Ashwini, again, it really just points to me at how the inquiry is the whole thing, right? So it drops in something like, well, maybe I'll give myself a simple gift each day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm doing that simply from what you said as, well, that dropped in, okay, so that's a perfectly good thing to explore, and not from a place of, oh, because that's going to make me feel such and such a way, or that's a way to fix the ha-ha, or that's a, but simply as an inquiry, mm-hmm. then all there is to see about it, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's there for me. It dropped in because that's what's here to explore.
Exactly.
Like the thread almost that's being dangled that we've got to follow, we actually have absolutely no idea where the thread will go. It has,
yes.
The way it drops in has no indication of the content, width, depth, or direction of exploration. We just have to,
yes.
follow the thread.
Yes, I love that image. That's been a similar image that's been dropping in for me lately. And I just love that place of, at least for me, conditioned mind goes, well, why would that be? I mean, I don't get that. Instead of just, oh, great, okay, there's the thread, and just going in that direction, exploring that,
yeah.
and then led to the next place, and led to the next place. Yeah, so fun. All right, let's take our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Erin in Massachusetts.
Hello, Erin.
So the thing that actually... The thing that dropped in for me as I read the prompt was I knit a lot, and I have a lot of friends who knit, and when I knit for somebody, like a hat, socks, scarf, whatever, like two things go on. One is I spend a lot of time thinking about the person. And how much I usually knit for people I love, so I'm thinking about loving like the future baby or the best friend or whatever. And then I like to give the knitted object, and I have no expectations that they're going to love it or whatever. Tell me my knitting is like I just give it. Like I try to have no attachment to what the response is, and that seemed to me to be quite unique from the list in the prompt about why we give, because
mm-hmm.
I also feel very attached to a lot of those like issues, like I only give to get, or I give to get paid, or you know, whatever. And I thought that was so unique for me, like with the knitting, and that's the one place I could think where like it just really did feel like I was recycling love.
Mm-hmm. And so there's you notice the difference in giving in this case versus mm-hmm. giving in other cases, and that's what intrigues you. So what is it about this giving that feels, would I project, a lot more selfless than in other places instead of giving to get? And that's the exploration you're interested in this month.
Yeah, and I think in general I'm a person who overpromises and underdelivers. And that's a message I tell myself, or ego tells myself. But then I was examining that a little bit, and I don't really get that review from humans. That's just a review in my brain.
Right. It's always a review from within, right? Erin, it's never, nobody in our adult life will say you're the kind of person who overpromises and underdelivers. But the assessment is inside. And it's so important to catch on that, mm-hmm. you know, we define ourselves as who we are in this way because we listen to and believe a voice that delivers that judgment. Mm-hmm. And then just go about our lives thinking that's who we are and feeling bad or feeling sheepish or whatever it makes you feel to identify with that judgment. Mm-hmm. And I project that it doesn't allow us to have a sense of who we really are or what the truth of it might be, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's, so I'll probably spend time there. Like, why would I listen to a bad review?
Like, exactly. Why would you listen? Yes. Well, and that sense of not from the perspective of answering the question in that way we talk about not figuring it out or not noodling, but just that awareness of I'm interested in exploring what is, not what I'm told is true, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See that. Mm-hmm. With, through the content of generosity around this thing about, well, okay, I'll give all of this, and yet I don't fulfill that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Where did that come from? Where did that belief come from?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Lovely.
Yeah. Lots of work to do.
Lots, as Sherry would say, we never think of it as work, right?
Okay.
It's simply what we're fascinated by and what we get to focus on. Because otherwise it becomes a should, right?
Yeah,
you
true.
Have to do it. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Erin. That's why that phrase, no reason to be bored, seems like it fits so well there too, right?
Yes, no reason. And there's always something to explore, and it always shows up to do that.
Always, yeah. And I love that place of just having that kind of, that koan, as we sometimes talk about it, that question of, now why would I listen to that voice? Because, of course, when I'm really looking, all that's going to come every time is, well, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So on I go.
Yeah.
It's a redirect of attention.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for at least one more caller. So next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, in Philadelphia.
Jill, is that you?
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I heard Philadelphia, but then I had to guess who from Philadelphia was calling.
Well, you know what, I listened to it on the speaker, and I wait until the last minute to put in the earbuds, because I'm over earbudded. It's just, I spend half my day, it feels like, on earbuds.
So yeah, I know exactly
I'm
what
sure
you
relate. It's of the time. This has just been such a great conversation, and I actually was kind of, I had a lot of things floating around, and what I wrote down during the call was giving the benefit of the doubt, and which just really felt like it really hit on something there, and it was so funny too, because while the call is going on, you know, I glanced out my window, and someone was hosing down the top of a patio table, and they were just, you know, hosing it and hosing it, and the thought came, you know, couldn't you have just gotten a rag and like a little bit of water? Like, why are you using so much water to do that? And that to me is the perfect example of, you know, a very small example, but very right there of how I can suffer over something like that I'm, that there is this constant, almost imperceptible judgment and withdrawal and just holding back because there's just a lot of stories about what's happening and all that. So
and how it shouldn't be happening, right?
And how it shouldn't be happening. Yeah. And that I'll only participate if this is happening in this way, or you know, I'll, you know, this person doesn't deserve my help and for some reason, or even my anything. And so it just seems like a really rich place.
Absolutely. And it sounds as if that the exploration is how it shuts you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
The generosity that we become less generous because the judgment is operating in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it helps that it happens a lot during work meetings, and because I have a lot of those.
It
just seems like there's a lot of places I could practice this.
Yeah. There's something about how goodness is not our first impulse when we're listening to conditioning because it's so judgmental, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the benefit of the doubt that we don't access authenticity there for the information, we access that voice in the head that's so judgmental and creates that level of separation. Oh, please keep us posted, Jill. I think we would all benefit from your exploration.
I'll keep you posted.
All
right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks for joining us, Jill. Ashwini, we've got 3 minutes. Do you want to bring on another caller, or what's that?
Let's try it.
Let's try it. All right. So maybe we can get to the queue. Oh, shoot. Hang on one sec. There we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini. Hi, Jen. It's Renee.
Hey, Renee. What are you looking at this month?
I am looking at, well, it was perfect timing. A lot of people have been saying that. I have been giving myself a lot more practice. And have noticed the giving is sort of involuntary because I'm enjoying it so much more. I hate to say so much more than I ever have, but it's sort of like that. I think enjoying it more on a daily, more frequent basis, I guess is the way to put it. You know, I've always enjoyed it, but going to retreats and probably interacting more with Sangha was where I enjoyed it. Now I'm really enjoying it by myself. Yeah. So just to continue to give myself practice, because that's where then I can give to others in a more authentic, centered place.
So the focus of attention being on what was suggested in the session focus, right? That there's a way in which when we receive all that we are, and when the gift that we can give to the world is that there's nothing wrong, and it's the greatest gift that we can give. And so the focus of it, focusing on our practice, is one of the best ways that we can be generous.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And then looking at all of what ego has to say around that process of how selfish that is to spend so much time on you.
Yeah, definitely. That can happen. Yeah, and like before, I probably would have tended to have participated more when things weren't going so well. And what I'm noticing is just to give myself the participation and give it, you know, to participate in practice when things, content is going well, you know, the things in life are going better versus just when they're not going well. And that has been seeing so much more than I ever saw before. Just seeing, you know, when I like I start a process map and I think there's not going to be a lot there, and it turns into this huge insight, you know, this huge amount of new things that I see.
Yeah. And it's really so important to be able to sustain that practice in times that are challenging and times that are not challenging, right? Because as you said, one way, there's insights on how we relate to life versus how we relate to ego. And both are very, very fascinating explorations.
Yeah, very similar to what you were talking about, I think, with the first caller, just in terms of, you know, the evaluation on the good side is also ego, you know, or always looking for that validation or a praise, which is just another part of ego. It's not, you know, life.
So, The example I always point to there is that the Buddha left the palace and the Buddha left the forest, right? Both.
I didn't follow you.
In the sense of leaving the both pleasure and challenge or difficulty are both things that we need to practice with. We come to practice because we're suffering. Freedom is not just from suffering, it's also the ability to experience freedom, right? When things are going well, what is it that stops us from having that absolute and total enjoyment of just being in life?
Right.
How do you do that?
I love that. Yes. Yeah, I had a specific insight just then, so thank you for that. Yes.
Wonderful.
Got it.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks for joining us, Renee. What a beautiful way to end the show today. Mm-hmm. And our assignment for today, for the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about the focus you've chosen. As you go about your day, keep your focus in awareness. Notice and jot down what the voices say. Mm.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Go happy.
Thank you, everyone. Go happy.